Okay. Oh, wait, I don't have to do a clap sync this time, right? Yeah, it's been so long since I've actually done a in-person recording for a conversation. It's been a couple months. But anyway, what's up, everyone? What's good? What it do? Welcome back yet to another episode of Just Jiving here with your host, Tarek. And here today, I have with me a very special guest, my dear old sister.
I mean, I'm the younger sister, but...
Well, dear old as in dear old friend. Yes, my younger sister, but my dear old sister. Welcome, everyone. Do you want me to use your government name or do you have like an alias that you...
You could just use my government.
Government name, I bet.
Although, I highly doubt any of my students are listening to this, but...
Oh, should I not curse and, you know, remain PG and clean?
I highly doubt any of my students are listening to this. They are third graders.
By the time that they
They're elementary school.
By the time they probably do, though, yeah, you'll probably won't be teaching at the same school anyway.
Exactly.
So, you know what? Okay, welcome to the school. To the school. Welcome to the school, Zara Jean. What would we call you? Thespian, theater goer, creative performing artist. How would you describe yourself, son?
I would just describe myself as a human, really. Like, I don't go by any specific titles.
We are all human, Zara.
I'm an occasional thespian. Like, I'm okay, but I'm not, like, amazing, you know, so.
No one said that you want some, like, you know, Anthony Hopkins type shit, like, yo.
Oh, I wish.
Like, you, but you're into the theatrical arts.
Yes, yes.
All right.
I guess I would just call myself an avid theater fan.
An avid theater fan. I bet I fuck with it. Welcome to the show, avid theater fan, my little sister, Zara Jean. Today, I'll be honest, you know, it's crazy because we are brother and sister, and yet we have no idea what to talk about right now.
Yeah, I know.
So, you know what I think I'm going to do? I'm going to smoke a little bit while you know what's in this little jar, Zara?
Topic conversation?
Yes, yes. Topics, words that we could discuss. You having trouble opening that? You need some help?
I got it.
You got it? You got it? All right.
All right, shake it up.
Shake it up, son.
Shake them up, shake them up,
shake them up, shake them.
All right. Friendship.
Friendship.
The best ship.
The best ship.
Yeah.
Really? The best?
At my old job is something like there are good ships and wood ships.
Oh, wait. Is that like a drinking thing? That's like a, yeah, it's like there's like good ships. Bad ships and something about friendships and they never sink or
but
whatever.
But the best ships are friendships.
And yeah. Shout out to what's her name? Oh, she gonna get so mad at me. Lindsay. Oh, she gonna be so mad.
Who's Lindsay?
Lindsay is someone who I work with. Who, well, she's married, but I'm gonna be dead ass. If she wasn't, I probably would ask out to dinner.
Aww.
Maybe.
See, that's the thing. Maybe. Like, I want to be asked out to dinner.
Maybe, though. Let me not say that because I don't just ask anyone out to dinner. You feel me? Maybe. I'll invite anyone to the crib.
I thought you said you don't invite anybody here.
Well, no, not to this one. I'm saying, like, if it was nice and presentable, I'd invite anyone to the crib, you know, make a little piece or whatever and do a little... Netflix chilling.
Oh my god!
But
you can't
dinner.
See his arms, but he literally just did like the
I did the pelvic thrust motion. You know what I'm saying with the fists, and you got the fist face. You bring it down while you thrust the pelvis. I did that, but
yes,
I don't just invite anyone to dinner. You know what I'm saying? But that's not what we're talking about over here. Lizzie was the one who had the drinking. She has all these drinking statements and shit, but. As far as friendships go, why do you say that they are the best kind of ship?
I mean, because friendships can get you through a lot, you know?
Actually, you know what? I'll take back that question because as soon as I said it, I thought about it. I'm like, wait a minute. Well, of course, because what other kind of ship is there? There's relationships, but everyone has a relationship with someone if you know the motherfucker.
Yeah.
So I guess friendship... would be something a little more specific. And yeah, you know what? You're right, Zara. You're right. But as far as friendships go, I mean, You're my sister, and yet I would consider you a friend.
Yeah, I consider you and Sarai both, like, my best friends.
Yeah, but it's so weird to say that because you're my sister.
Yeah, but not everybody has, like, close relationships with their siblings. Like, I've met people where they were like, oh, you know, I can't stand my brother or I can't stand my sister. I'm like, how?
I find that odd as well. I find that kind of like, well, I mean, the only reason why is because we were raised so closely.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing, is that literally when you're not allowed to see anybody else but your siblings, eventually you're gonna become friends, you know?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Well, I guess we, those of you who have been listening to this show know that I'm a Jehovah's Witness, so clearly her being my sister.
Yeah, I grew up the same way.
Exactly.
And it's kind of hard to, like, distance yourself from it. Like, I haven't gone to meeting in years, but sometimes I'll say, like, we, or, like, oh, yeah, us Jehovah's Witnesses, and it's just, like,
I have not said we when referring to Jehovah's Witnesses in years, and I'm so proud of myself for that, because I used to do that.
Yeah.
But it's like, wait a minute. I ain't no Jehovah's Witness no more.
Yeah, I can't claim it. Jehovah would not be happy with the lifestyle I'm living right now.
Hell no. Unless Jehovah approves of premarital sex, drugs, marijuana, drinking, and...
Well, he did approve of drinking, but, like, not to excess.
See, I don't like getting drunk, because then I can't taste it. Weird thing that I've learned about myself, I love the taste of alcohol.
You nasty.
Fuck you.
I always need a chaser or something to mix with, because, like, that means that you've gone through some stuff in your life, Tarek. Are you okay?
No.
Because if you really...
No. You ain't even gonna finish that sentence. First off, fuck you talking about. I like it's the taste of all of the shit that goes into the fermentation and the distillation process, and then you taste the end product of that, and then you taste all the ingredients that went in there. It's kind of like... You know, it's sensory for the palate. And then it just has that nice bite of the alcohol. Don't look at me like I'm fucking weird.
You are weird.
Fuck
though,
you.
Because
you're weird too. If you're my sister and I spent a lot of time with you and helped raise you, then you just as weird to an extent, motherfucker.
What were you saying? I don't even remember what I was saying. I was just saying that you were weird because it's just like people don't like the taste of alcohol. At least I know I don't.
People like beer.
Unless it's like wine.
That's alcohol.
Yeah, but you're talking about all alcohols. Like, I know you like bourbon, and it's just like, I need some Coke with my bourbon. I'm sorry.
There is literally bourbon tastings where people try different kinds of bourbon.
Well, that's not a tasting I want to go to.
So you telling me that it's all those motherfuckers is weird, all of us are weird just because we like the taste of the spirit that we're imbibing on?
But, okay, you got me. You got me on my logic. I guess I just don't like, personally, the taste of alcohol.
Well, that's fine. You don't have to. I do. I love it. That's why I don't like to get drunk when I drink beer. Because if I get too drunk, then I can't taste it as well. And I can't taste all of the lovely flavors on it. I mean, I can understand your apprehension and why you say that because of our family history. But I will say... Actually, come to think of it, I'm actually doing a lot better than a lot of the dudes in our family that I have been told about.
Ooh, all of the family tea. I want to hear the family tea.
Well, no, I don't know anything specific. I don't know anything that you don't know. All I'm saying is that all the
maybe
examples.
Maybe you do. No, because they never used to tell me anything.
No, not really. No, nothing. I swear to God, nothing that you and Soraya, my older sister. Y'all know more about the family than I do. Reason being, I don't want to say I don't give a fuck, but...
It's also because we live in New York.
That is also another reason. Ever since I moved to Colorado...
And Soraya is, you know, like, closer to the cousins that know all the tea. I personally am not. I wish I was, but, you know, they have, like, their own little group chat. But it's also, like, the whole generations thing with this family.
And, that's like, true. Soraya is the future matriarch. We're one of them in our family. Our family is very heavily matriarchal.
Yes, I would say that for sure.
Yeah. I really do wish that, like, I had an example of a male in the family that I grew up with that wasn't crazy or alcoholic or, you know, just generally decent enough.
There are a few.
Yeah, but I never got to hang out with them like that.
Yeah.
I never got, like, Nicholas, Woody, Junior for a time, older Junior. I never got to hang out with any of them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I never really got to have an example of what it was like to be a, you know, like a strong male who represents the family. You feel me?
Man. A strong man.
You need that voice. I'm a man. Big strong man.
Yeah, I don't have that. Unfortunately, my voice doesn't go to that range.
But you do sing.
Yeah, but I'm a soprano. Well, supposedly.
Supposedly, so you can't hit the high notes or what?
Nah. So I'm more of like a mezzo soprano, which is like middle range. So basically melodies is
yeah,
what
so
I would
so explain
say.
To all the non-music people. I see you looking at that bowl.
No, I'm just
looking at it. I saw you looking at it.
I'm literally just looking at it.
So you can ask some. But until then, explain to the people who don't know music. What the fuck is a soprano, mezzo soprano?
So basically, vocal stuff is split into four basic group parts. So it's soprano's the highest, you know, like Kristen Chenoweth, Glinda from Wicked.
You gotta understand that nobody knows this shit like how you do.
That's true. But like high notes like that. Idina Menzel, who plays Elphaba and who's also Elsa. You know, if you don't know who Elsa is.
Elsa from Frozen, right?
Yes. Yes, she is a mezzo, but she can still hit like certain notes, like, you know. But then it goes into alto. So I was an alto in high school. So that's like the lower of the girls' parts.
I see.
And then it's tenor, which is the higher of the boys' parts, which is like lower still anyways. And then, of course, bass / baritone.
I was always, the highest I ever got was like a tenor two.
Yeah.
And bass. That's pretty much, and baritone, you know what I'm saying? Like all of the lowest shit, I got you.
I mean, in high school, I thought that I was like a decent soprano, but there were some times where like the notes would like hurt a little bit. And then this one girl, I couldn't stand her. She was like, oh, you know, if you're mezzo soprano, you really should be singing the alto parts because there's no such thing as mezzo soprano in high school choir.
Oh, I see. Was she a snob? Was she one of those?
Yes. She was one of the many people in my class that just had this arrogant air about them. And she was always the one to get the solos, even though I personally don't think they always deserved it. But, you know.
Well, of course you wouldn't because you didn't like her.
Yeah, but there were so many other good singers.
Was she classically trained?
No.
No.
She was just the favorite. That's the one thing about my high school is that they played favorites, like, a lot. Yeah.
I don't like that. That's annoying.
Yeah. I always feel like undiscovered for my time, but
of course you would fucking feel that.
Yeah, I mean, I was always in the ensemble. Like, come on, bruh. All 4 years, ensemble, 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 ensemble.
So what did she do to ingratiate herself with the director that you did it?
I don't know. I really don't. I think it was just because she was always there and always like one of the people that actually liked chorus, because there were a lot of people that were just taking it just to take it, to get the credit. And there were people that, like, couldn't stand it. But she was one of the more enthusiastic ones. And, you know, she would always sing the part correctly. And we'd always...
And you didn't do any of that?
I did. But I was just a little more quiet. I was a little more low-key.
Well, that might have been why. That introversion tendency. You know, because she was more outgoing, right?
I'm not saying that she was a bad singer. Like, she was a good singer. But it's just...
Right, but I'm saying that if you thought that you was able to compete with her on that level, and the only reason why you didn't was because you wasn't the favorite, then I'm asking you, what did she do that you didn't, just so that in the future, you could be aware of it. Because at the end of the day, you could be the most talented motherfucker in the room. Absolutely. But if no one knows you, if no one likes you, if no one wants to work with you, how you gonna get forward? How you gonna move forward?
That's true.
And especially in theater, where it's all about emotions and the connections you make and the bonds you form and who you know and blah, 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 because I'm sure I am positive all of those. Aaron Wilson, if you were ever listening to this episode, do you also know of a time where someone who you know objectively was not fit for the role got the role?
I could think of so many
people. Right, right. And that's frustrating because more than likely, they probably knew someone. I'm not trying to say that they did like sexual things or anything like that.
No, but, was all like, high school.
Oh, I'm not even talking just high school. I'm talking generally in the industry. But usually it's who you know.
I kind of feel that way about like Dear Evan Hansen. I'm sorry, but Ben Platt should not have been Dear Evan Hansen in the movie. His time on Broadway, that was it. That's all he had to do. But the fact that he was like, it was just bad. He made the movie worse. I'm sorry. And he was saying how like, oh, you know, if it weren't for me starring as Evan Hansen, this movie wouldn't have been made. So then don't let it be made. We would have been fine. The theater community collectively would have been fine if this wasn't a movie, because the movie output that they made sucked.
So what is Dear Evan Hansen?
So Dear Evan Hansen. Dear Evan Hansen is this musical about this guy who has like kind of like mental health issues. And he writes these letters to himself, like, because his name is Evan Hansen. So he's like, Dear Evan Hansen, today's going to be a good day, and here's why, you know, to just boost his confidence. But it's a really complicated musical to explain, I will say that.
Okay.
But then he writes about this girl in one of his letters, and the girl's brother picks it up, and he's like, oh, you're talking about my sister, you know? Like, are you making fun of me? Because he's kind of like a loser of the school too, and like nobody likes him. So he thought that, you know, he was just trying to get at him, but that really wasn't the case. And then the next day, Evan goes to school, comes to find out that guy, he kills himself. And then his parents find the letter, the Dear Evan Hansen letter to him. So they think that this is his suicide note and that Evan Hansen was his best friend. And they didn't even know each other. So he goes through and he lives this lie saying like, oh yeah, we were the best of friends when they didn't even know each other. And he gets closer to the family and he gets closer to the girl that he likes. And then things start to pile on and on.
Huh.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. That sounds dope as fuck. That sounds like,
I mean, the music is amazing. Like, the musical is amazing.
That sounds really cool.
Yeah.
There are some things that just don't translate to other mediums.
Yeah.
For sure. Definitely. Like, it's just so funny. Your anger towards, what was his name?
Ben Platt.
Ben Platt.
Yes.
Yes. Your frustration towards him is just so hilarious because
we didn't need the movie. We didn't need it.
And you say we as a whole, like the theater community. Aaron Wilson, again, you know what? I'm going to text you and make sure that you listen to this episode when it comes out. Aaron Wilson, do you also agree with this? Soraya, anyone else in the theater realm?
They tried using like de-aging effects on him.
De-aging? Oh, so he was an old motherfucker.
Yes.
Oh.
But he's not that old. He's like Soraya's age.
Wait. Ah. But Soraya is, you know, she's approaching 30.
Yeah. And
no offense.
This takes place in high school.
I was just about to say, no, even I can't play a high school character no more.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But it was nepotism. Like, his dad was a producer in it, you know, so.
Who you know.
Yeah.
See?
Exactly.
See? That's so frustrating, and yet that's so human.
Like, literally, I have yet to find a person that says, yeah, I love the movie. I hear people saying, oh, I love the musical, and I cried at the musical, but I have yet to hear anybody say good things about the movie.
So, because this is, okay. So, break down a little bit for me in the audience, if you would. Why is it? Because the movie was a musical, yes?
Yes.
Okay. You say that with such, what's begrudgingness? That's not even a word. Disdain. There you go. You said it with such disdain.
No, I would have, of course, I would love for it to be a musical.
So then why, what about the theater? If you can break it down.
There are just certain things that, like lighting choices, that they can't replicate in the movie, you know? There are just certain things where it's like, you know, the magical realism parts. Although I will say that Sincerely Me was actually good from what I saw, which is one of the songs in both show and movie. But it just doesn't come across the same way. It kind of comes off as like a bratty kid, you know, making stupid choices and living in this lie, as opposed to the beautiful story that it was about overcoming your anxiety and, you know, that you're not alone in this world and that you can have friends any way possible. Like, the movie kind of like forces you to feel bad for Evan Hansen, but that's the thing, is that he's kind of like a tragic hero. So you're not always supposed to feel bad for him because he did a really shitty thing. Like, he lied to this whole family, you know, saying, hey, I knew your dead son, and giving them these false, like, memories that were never true.
That, you know, that is a little fucked up.
Yeah.
That is, you could have just been like, yo, he ain't my friend, but.
He tried to explain it, but what made it worse is that, okay, so he has a cast.
Wait, before you get into it. Is part of the reason why it made it so difficult because of the lady that he liked?
No.
Okay, cool. Okay, that makes it even more interesting. Continue. No.
She was actually pretty good.
Continue. So what? So he was gonna explain.
He was trying to explain, but the fact that he had a cast on, and in the beginning, before the guy saw his letter, he signed his name like huge on his cast. Like, so it's like, now we don't have to pretend that we don't have friends anymore. And then, so the fact that his name is on the cast, you know, and only your friends sign your cast, is kind of like, oh.
I see. Interesting.
Yeah.
That is very, you know what? I'm down to, well, maybe not watch the movie, but I'd love to see the theater production. You know, as a.
Always, you know what? Here's a little thing, you know, if you want to watch, like, bootleg musicals, which I do a lot, and you shouldn't, you should go to the theater. But if you can't go to the theater because you can't afford it, you just type in the musical's name and then slime tutorial, and then 8 out of 10 times you can find like the original Broadway cast doing it on YouTube or something like that. But there are very few musicals where you can't find it, and it's so upsetting. So, you know, do with that information as you will.
We do not encourage piracy on this show. However, we do like to spread information. However, it may be necessary or beneficial or not. You know, Zara, as someone who is, would you consider yourself a storyteller?
I mean, yes, because it's like I tell other people's story. I'm just not a story creator.
Okay, so that's kind of what I was going towards. Like, do you think that you can make a story, or do you, you lean more on the side of performing a story?
Yeah, I would prefer to perform a story any day. That's why like improv is so hard for me, because it's like you have to think of things at the top of your head, and it's.
Improv sounds actually like a lot of fun, I'm not gonna
lie. It is fun, but it can also be difficult.
I mean,
especially when you try to be funny, you can't try to be funny.
I will never, you see, one thing I will never try to do is be funny, but I will always try to be me. And sometimes being me is where I say something and then everybody in the room just goes, what the fuck?
Yeah, I remember that story that you wrote in like high school. And I don't know what it was, but like they recorded you reading it and everybody was just cracking up laughing.
What? Wait, what? Wait, yes. What?
Yes, you.
How do I not remember this?
You were a creative writer in high school.
I do remember that. I took a creative writing class. There was this day and someone came into the, it was a classmate of mine. And I think she wrote a story for her sister who died. And it was just like mad emotional, you know, tear jerking shit. Like I was crying.
Yeah.
I remember. And then motherfuckers like, all right, we need to lighten the mood. And they're like, yo, Tarek, you got something for us? I'm like, yeah, I got something for you. I forgot what the fuck it was. It was, I remember I wrote something about him. It was
like a scientist that was a monkey.
I was just saying something about that.
So I guess that is a character trait that has yet to change.
Yo, it was that story? That's crazy. Wow, they recorded that?
Yeah.
I don't even remember that. How did you see that?
That's you showed wild. It to me.
Wow. I don't remember that. That is so
but
funny.
But you showed me when they like first did the recording, so I highly doubt I'd be able to find it anywhere.
Yeah, no, that's long gone. That's not what I'm talking about. It's just wow, I don't remember being recorded. That's just hilarious. I just remember writing a story about this couple that was stranded on the island and the girl cheated on the dude with a monkey. That's what I remember. And it was some other shit. That's like that was the gist of it.
Yeah, that sounds like something you would write.
That is. Yo, one thing I have found about myself is that no matter how much I change throughout the years, there's still a level of consistency that has always been there. And I fucking love that.
Yeah. You haven't changed.
I haven't. That's great. That's good to know. I think that's really, that encourages me, actually. In this constant world of changes, it's good to know that, you know what, Tarek? You still the same kid that ain't never grew up. Yeah, you right. You know what, Zara? I fuck with you. I like you.
Thank you?
Yeah,
I'd feel some type of way if you didn't, you know?
If I did, I mean, you know the saying in our family, you could love a motherfucker, but you ain't gotta like him.
That is true.
Yo, Dad used to say that all the time.
And you know who he was saying that about, right?
Yup. Yo, why is it that our parents... Actually, you know what? I will give Dad credit. He has gotten a lot better at not bringing up the other one as much.
Yeah.
But the other one...
I love you, Mom, but...
The other one. But they still find ways. But you know what? I get it. That's like what? How many years were they together? Like 20?
They were together for about like 20 years, because it was when Soraya was in going to college that they started the divorce. And I just remember I moved to Long Island when I was like 15.
The funny thing about our upbringing is that our parents were really good at keeping structure.
Yeah, I would say that.
Do you know
sure.
what I'm saying? Giving us things to do. Activities, chores to do, you know, responsibilities, all that stuff. Like we had a nice structure.
Yeah.
As far as like really anything else,
social
honestly.
Social skills.
Okay. We learned social skills, at least me, I learned social skills through being a Jehovah's Witness because I had to lie a lot.
Oh yeah.
I had to lie all the time. And it was it was so annoying. Because I never wanted to. I just want to be like, yeah. So that game GTA, I played it at my grandma's house. It was awesome.
I remember when you had GTA. You had it for like PSP or something like that.
Oh, yeah. And then and then I got caught shoplifting.
Yep.
Yeah. And then so funny thing about that is that Mom, as how delirious and crazy she was, she thought that she like destroyed the game that
yeah,
was in
I
the
remember.
Case, but it was just the case. Thank the Lord, because then I would have to fucking start stealing again and figure out how to pay this motherfucker back for the game because it was my friend's game.
Oh yeah,
there was no way I was gonna be able to buy that. I wasn't even 17 yet. So my friend at school let me borrow the shit. And I was fucking playing. It was Chinatown Wars. And then she fucking thought that she...
I remember that.
Yeah, and it was fun as fuck. And then she thought she broke it. And then she looked at me dead in the face. She's like, how are you going to pay him back? How are you going to pay him back with no money? And I'm like, in my brain, I'm like, first off, why would you do that? Knowing, you know what I'm saying? Like, why would you do that?
Like, she was upset.
Yeah, well, you know, and the funniest thing about that incident was...
I don't know if she was more upset about GTA or finding the cross that you got for a girl.
I was... Okay, listen. Okay, that one was special, but I was...
Oh, my God. When she saw that cross...
Okay, all right. Listen. I found out that I could... That I can just steal some shit from Claire's and just sell it to these shorties at school for a little bit less and make full profit. And then use that.
I didn't know you were selling it. I thought you were just giving them away.
No. And then I would use some of that profit to buy candy to also sell these motherfuckers.
Oh, wow. So you had like a whole operation going on.
Well, because I... Yeah. Because I would always bring candy, granted the operation started with stealing, because I would always steal candy from the fucking corner store that was by the school and shit, and then I would always have it, and I'd just fucking start selling that shit for like, you know, a dime, a quarter, whatever the fuck. And then, after I started having to wear the suit and shit, that just fucking, you know, just took off everything on the candy side. But the candy side, the stealing the candy led me to steal the shit from Claire's with these other motherfuckers, but then I got too cocky with it. Yeah. So that's how I got caught. But the thing about that is for that night, like as soon as I got caught, I was like, fuck. And I was like, all right, I don't want to do this shit again.
Yeah.
And legitimately, like in my own,
your stealing bones.
Yeah. Disappear. Like morally speaking, philosophy wise, I decided for myself, I don't want to do this shit. But I also knew, I'm like, Tarek, let's be real. So you lie too much for your parents to ever believe you. You're going to get your ass beat.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how bad it would be.
Both me and Soraya knew. We were just
I didn't
like,
realize
no.
how bad it was going to be, but I, like, my dumb ass, like, when dad saw me, when dad came home, I, like, had the watchtower out in the Bible.
No, you
didn't. Yes, I did. I had my pen out. I was like, Lord Jesus, I'm so sorry for what I did. I swear to God. Son, I was in mid. Yes, I was in. I'm like, bro, you gotta fucking make it look like something. Like, I can't just fucking be here chilling. So, you know, I was like trying to make it look like I showed some remorse that was
by
extra.
Going to the religion that dad wasn't even a part of?
Listen, in my brain, I'm like, if he sees how hard I'm studying, maybe he'll see how hard I'm trying to repent over this shit. You know what I'm saying? That's right. I just didn't want to get my ass beat. I was just like, bro, any way to mitigate the ass beating, didn't do
there
shit.
There was no way that
was 2 days worth of ass beatings, nigga. I woke, yo, dad came home, beat my ass. Went to bed, woke up, mom beat my ass. After meeting, beat my ass. Son, the next day, son, still beat my ass. I'm like, bro, I get it.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus, I get it. And the thing is that I wanted to explain, I'm like, if I had the adult vernacular and articulation, I'd be like, before you beat my ass, let me explain. Just sit down, Dad. Listen, I know you're gonna beat my ass. However, from having the manager stop me at the door to going in the back with the police, to getting handcuffed, to being walked out, having everyone look at you, and to being a stereotype, to going to the sergeant's office, to being in the back of the car and all that shit, all of those experiences made me never want to do stealing again more than any ass whipping you can inflict on me right now. I know you're still gonna beat my ass, but all of that I've been through is way more potent. I never want to steal again. I just wish that I had the ability to articulate that at 13.
Yeah. Yeah, that wasn't gonna happen.
Oh, good times. Good times. And then after that, never stole again. It's been what? I'm almost 29 now.
Well,
15
except
years.
For the petty stuff.
All right. I've taken a chapstick from Walmart. You know, I'm so sorry about the 99 cents, son. I did that like 3 times. That's it.
Or that one time that we forgot to pay for the...
Forgot. We forgot. We legitimately forgot.
But then we saw them as we were checking out.
No, I didn't. First off, what are you talking about, ma'am? Are you trying to incriminate us into a crime?
That's true. I forgot.
Secondly, if you remember correctly, we came home and I was just like, you know what? It's just a t-shirt. Fuck it. What mall was it from? Who knows? How long ago was it? Who knows? But regardless, all I'm saying, Zara, you're here to prove my point, okay?
Oh. Am I?
Yes. Yes, you are here to prove me right and correct all at all times, ma'am. That is why we're siblings. It is to make sure that we have. I'm joking. I'm being sarcastic.
No, I know.
I just see you just shaking your head like this motherfucker. Like, oh my God. But in all actual reality, what? I forgot why we brought any of that up when we're supposed to be talking. You know what? This whole conversation has been about friendship, if you think about it.
Oh my God.
Because of all of the wonderful open conversation we've had about whatever it is that we've been talking about. Because I'll be honest, I make these episodes, Zara. I do not remember a shit that I say at all.
Same.
Not a word. Not a word at all. I cannot tell you what happened at the beginning of this conversation or what led us to this point. And after we're done editing, or after I'm done editing, I'm not going to remember it at all. Which is probably why this podcast doesn't do well. I can't keep track of shit.
It be like that sometimes.
Yeah, but at this point, it's kind of just what I do now. You feel me?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't really listen to the show like that, but what I've been trying to do recently is just be more on top of trying to stay on topic, but truth be told, ma'am, it's so hard.
Yeah, because your brain goes like 10 different directions.
I know. It's that ADHD, son. But as my friend, you know, I'll be honest, you're my sister and friend, but like, you're my friend, but I like calling you my sister more. Even though you being my sister means you're my friend. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Because I really only have as many of the non-blood siblings that I have, I only have two sisters by blood and one brother by
that
blood.
That is true.
So I don't wanna be like, oh yeah, you're my friend, but you're also my sister. No, you're my sister who's also my friend. And to anyone else out there who doesn't have a close relationship with their siblings, that kind of sucks.
Yeah, because you kind of have like a built-in buddy, and it's kind of also like, you know, you share the same parents, you share the same stuff that you've been through, you know?
A lot of the way that we speak and our metaphors and the way that we communicate doesn't need to be said or explained because of all the years of friendship that we have accrued through being siblings and actually spending time with each other.
Yeah, exactly.
Like our love of video games. As a matter of fact, I'll be honest, I didn't even want to record this episode, but I did only because I knew it wouldn't happen for a long time.
Yeah.
But I really am dying to play some video games with my sister because this one over here is wanting to fucking sleep.
Listen.
Listen what?
I wake up early and I have very long days, you know?
Oh, so you're an adult?
Yes.
Oh.
And this is my vacation.
So, you're an adult?
Yes.
Okay then, if you wanted to spend your vacation sleeping, you ain't have to come here.
I didn't know I was gonna sleep for that long. Plus, I thought all those naps, I thought you would have woken me up.
No, don't even. Okay, I will admit my, not even my own fault. I will admit my own role, because I really, this last episode, it just took forever. The first day though, I wouldn't let you sleep only because I didn't want you to complain about you not being able to sleep.
Yeah. Yeah, because I would have been complaining about
it. The second day I took a nap for about a few hours, but then like probably like the next seven, I was working on the episode, and then I slept for the next five. You just sleep like a log.
Yeah.
You know,
I've always been like that though.
I know.
Like I literally have to have a bed shaker now to wake up for work, or else I won't wake up for work.
You know what you also need to do? You need to change your alarm. Your brain is too used to hearing the same tune.
Yeah.
Because I bet you, has there been times where you've been dreaming and you've heard the alarm in your dream? And you didn't wake up because you was dreaming?
A couple, yeah.
A couple of times. All right. Well, then that means that your brain's getting
but
too
also,
used to it.
My brain is also like, when it hears that specific alarm, it's like, oh, shit, you got to go. You got to get going. Like,
really? If that's the case, then you would have woken up, ma'am, every morning, that same alarm is played for multiple minutes and you have not woken up, okay? What's that song by Green Day? What is it?
It is by Green Day, but the version I have is from the musical American Idiot, and it's the song Saint Jimmy. And
okay, so sorry. So specifically, the theater version of the song.
Because it's exact, if you play it twice, it's exactly 5 minutes. So I use it as like a time counter for me as well. And usually that's like my second alarm. That means I'm up by then. And it's like, if you're not up by this alarm, then girl.
Ma'am, that shit was playing for 10 minutes one day.
Yeah, but my brain isn't in work mode. So to wake up.
I see. You see how easy it is for you to just excuse your laziness. You have like this apprehension to doing new, different shit. As opposed to the shit that you used to.
I will change my alarm. You're right. I should change my alarm.
I think you should give it a try only because, ma'am, you at least while you've been here, you haven't woke up. I've had to wake you up at least 2 to 3 days.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, turn off that fucking alarm. It's right next to my fucking ear.
Yeah.
Waking me up and shit at 7 a.m.
I have a bed shaker now.
You literally have a bed shaker.
Yes.
That's crazy. You know they made that for like deaf people.
Yes.
Okay.
Or deep sleepers. It said that on the alarm. It says deaf, hard of hearing, deep sleepers, and, you know, other things. Hmm. But, yes.
They only did that to expand their market. But
well, you know what? It's been working, okay?
Has it been?
Yes, it has been.
Well, I'm glad because you, ma'am, you are on a journey to to actual adulthood. I understand you.
I mean, I like being a fake adult, though.
Yeah, well, you can't be, ma'am, because you're an adult. So eventually, people will start looking at you more as such. That little, that cute little baby girl thing that you be doing, that little ignorance or help me out shit, it ain't gonna work as much. But that's okay, because that's why I'm here. And you know what, Zara? I like you, so I'm gonna give you a little bit of advice. The more you grow up, the more you will realize that life will never get easier and nostalgia is powerful because it harkens back to a time where things were simple, where we had less responsibilities and less knowledge of our own lives and the lives around us. But as an adult, that veil is lifted and now you got to figure this shit out knowing everything. Pandora's box is open and you got to figure this shit out. Now you know that you're an adult and you have things that you like, you dislike, a way of living that you want to be and that you want to live around and people around you, et cetera, et cetera. Opinions, da, 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 and all that stuff. How are you going to continue to live your life while trying to make money and maintain relationships and keep healthy and all that stuff? All of that?
Honestly, I have to just make less time for sleep.
Yes.
But there was this one time where I went to sleep so early. Like, I came home from work. I went to sleep early. I woke up the next day for work, and I felt amazing that day. I was just like, oh, this is a good day. Because, you know, some days, I'm sorry, those children. Like, I love them, but.
Yeah, that's what all teachers say.
That's the thing. Now, like, the things that you have to use to look out for when you were, you know, it's different because these kids have like social media and they have their devices and you're always telling them to put them away. And literally, I had to stop this one boy from twerking in class.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
I don't want to be a teacher. I do not want to be a teacher. Things were simpler in my day.
And I'm like, part of me was like, oh, hey, get it. But, you know, I'm a teacher. But it's like, all right, no, you can't be doing that.
Oh, my God. You could take the girl out the hood, but you can't take
the... but I was never in the hood, though.
I'm being sarcastic. I know. I'm being metaphorical. But, you know, it's funny because Jeremy Rigotti was actually talking about that because he's also a molder of the youth.
No.
And he faces similar problems. And I actually want to record with my teacher, Lady Jennifer Marmo, because she's been a teacher for years. She taught me in creative writing, actually.
I just don't know how they do it for years. Like, this is my second year of doing it, and I'm just like, I can't.
Bro.
I can't.
And she deadass, like, loves.
And I'm not even a real teacher. I'm, like, just, like, the little helper that helps, like, students from here. It jumps to student to student. Like, I'm not even, like, a... I don't have, like, lesson plans or anything that I have, well, in after school, but...
You know, I actually have another teacher friend, and I ask her the same thing, like, why would you do that? But you know what? You know what, Zara? This conversation is going to continue into oblivion if I let it continue, because we can talk forever and ever about everything.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Yeah, I know. So this is what we're going to need you to do. Number one, you're going to need to get a microphone.
But that's $40, Tarek. Okay. That's too much money.
Okay. You smoke weed, right?
You know how much?
You smoke butt, right?
Yeah, but I stretch it out for like weeks.
You smoke butt, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, then. You smoke butt. So if you got money to put away for butt, then you can budget.
That's the one thing I definitely need to work on is budgeting.
You're an adult, ma'am.
Yeah.
You are an adult. So you're going to need to get yourself a microphone. And we're going to need to get you on the show again. Because you're my sister and I love you and I want you on the show again.
Well, I won't be on the show again until Sarai is on the show.
Why? Sarai? Okay, listen.
Because Sarai, you had dad. You know, now you've had me. Now you got to get, like, Sarai and Mom.
Sarai don't want to be on my show. She is apprehensive about it. She thinks that I'm going to argue with her too much.
Yeah, but that would make for, at least for me, it would make for an interesting episode. I love hearing y'all argue.
Yeah,
well,
we got to think about the audience, Zara. We got to think about the audience.
Yeah,
I guess. But, you know, I'm not going to force. I do not force anyone who doesn't want to be on the show to be on the show.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I ask you once, or I'll ask you maybe like two or three times if I forget. If I forget that I asked you before and I forgot what your answer was, then I'm going to ask you again. But if I remember what your answer was, then I'm not going to ask you. Sarai said that she didn't want to do it because of the, you know, or let's say the way that I interpreted was because of my aggressive nature, let's say, and my pokey at the bareness. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I don't like to necessarily just antagonize motherfuckers, but if you ask a question or if you say something and it makes me ask a question, I'm gonna ask you about it.
Yeah.
No matter how it makes you feel, because that's just how I am. And she knows that, so I don't want to force her to be on the show. However, Sarai, if you ever are listening to this and you are hearing me say this, I'd love you on this show. It's just that it's not, you know, it's just not going to be what you think it is. Is that good or bad? I don't know. It's not going to be what either of us think it's going to be, because I'm going to be more professional probably than you believe that I'm going to be. I'm not going to be the way we are in our regular conversations.
Yeah, it was completely different. Like, I know, right? Just like, oh, this is podcast Tarek.
Yeah,
this
I know. You know me.
Everyday
so
everyday Tarek.
You're seeing the difference. Yeah. You know exactly. And but yet, I am able to maintain a level of consistency like how I've been able to do with my entire life and being. So if you want Sarai on the show, then you might need to do some convincing for her.
Yeah, I'll tell her, like, that is fun. It's just, you know, shooting the breeze.
Mm-hmm. Little bit of the sibling talk and whatnot. Yeah. Yada, yada, yada. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's just that. But before we let you get out of here, m'lady, do you know how I like to end the show when I have guests?
What am I working on? I'm not working on anything, so.
No, not necessarily what you're working on. No, when I have a guest on, I just like to give them the floor at the end and let them talk about whatever they want to talk about, say whatever they want to say. Just let you have it for a little bit.
I'm glad that musicals are coming into more popular culture now. I think it's good. But there are still always going to be those people that are like, no, I hate musicals because people don't just randomly pop out into song. Well, screw you. And Michael, if you're listening to this, I hate that you have a beautiful voice to be in musicals, but you hate musicals.
Michael.
My best friend, Michael Arriaga. Yes, Smiley Arriaga, who also does the Wrestling Caucus podcast.
The Wrestling Caucus.
Yes, with his brother.
He has his own podcast, does he?
Yes, he does.
Oh, well then, the circle expands. We might have to get him on here then. Michael Arriaga can sing?
Yes.
Did not know that, but he hates musicals.
Yes.
Oh, it's a wrap now for our episode. Yeah, you're going to have to talk to him. As a matter of fact, you're going to have to, actually, no, I can hit him up, but you're going to have to help persuade him because that's interesting. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I can dig it. And also, for the people who are like, people don't just pop out in song and blah, blah, blah. So what you're saying is that when you watch a movie and they have dialogue, that people talk like that, like in a romantic comedy where, you know, the
there's no space in between words.
Yeah, and it's just like a back and forth. Yeah. You're telling me that people talk like that. Word. Shut the hell up. That's part of the magic of musicals. It is the song. It is the music. It's what that creates. It's the ambiance. It's the exposition. You know what I'm saying? It's the context filler of the world that it's building.
Just seeing it on stage is like nothing will compare. Like, I love movie musicals, but seeing a Broadway show is just a completely different experience.
Oh, amen to that. A fucking amen to that. You know, shoot, if you don't like me, you know, if you don't like musicals, I don't know if I like you.
There's a musical for everybody because there are a lot more like realistic musicals now where it's like the songs are fantasy sequences in their head as opposed to like actual things happening.
That's interesting. We'll have to resume. We will resume. We will come back. Thank you for getting on the show, Zaira.
Oh, of course. It was my pleasure.
It's been a long time coming. The only reason why I want to keep it short, like I said, is because I already said that we were going to end the show, and how long ago was that?
Yeah, exactly.
You
know what I'm saying? Yo, that's like the black goodbye. Like, all right, I'll see you later now.
Word.
But, oh, you know how many times me and Soraya do that too on the phone?
Do you know how many times me and Soraya do that on the phone?
Yep.
The first goodbye is like, in like a half hour, we're probably going to try this again, but within the hour, I'm probably going to be out.
Yeah.
That's what the goodbye is.
Yep. Exactly.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. We should. I was actually talking to Jeremy. Wow. I called him Jeremy again. Fuck. Dimitri. I was talking to Dimitri. I was thinking we should have an episode with me, you, him, Soraya, possibly Rita.
That would be fun.
But that would be a bitch for me to fucking edit.
Yeah.
That'd be fucking hard for me to edit. So we're gonna have to lay out some ground rules and shit. You know, we're gonna have to figure this out.
Yeah, but we're always interrupting each other. That's the thing. It's the Haitian in us. Like, it's kind of hard to avoid.
But I feel like we did pretty all right.
Yeah.
I feel like me and you did all right tonight.
I'm pretty good at that.
Yeah. But I think that us five can do that. Because I feel like we're all good at, you know, letting the other person speak and shit. But God damn it. We'll talk about that later.
Yes.
We'll talk.
Yes. Because you keep saying like.
Deadass. Yo. Yeah. Deadass. We'll talk about it later. Zaira, thank you for coming on, dear sister. Thank you all out there for listening. Remember to talk to your loved ones in person. Texting is just a basic bitch level of communication. Make sure to get that personality out in person. Can you dig it? And remember to stay striving, keep it jiving, enjoy the game that is life. And we'll catch y'all beautiful motherfuckers here next week for another episode. And until then, deuces. Oh, damn. I pointed at Zaira. I thought she was going to finish it for me. Deuces.
Nah. Oh, deuces.
Deuces. Okay. So clearly, yeah. So clearly you don't listen to the show. That's fine. That's fine.
I'm sorry.
Deuces. It's always deuces.
Don't take it personal. I ain't lying. I ain't hiding. I've been grinding. Multiplying. I've been trying to get my weight up. Staying prayed up. Meditating and taking time away. You always posting up pictures, trying to look like you winning. I'm writing rhymes in the kitchen, soaking in moments we live in, yeah. You got the nerve to be on me, faking your life for the IG. If you got my number, don't add me, cause baby, I'm on hiatus. I'm on hiatus. I'm on hiatus. I'm on hiatus. Uh-huh. Baby, don't check for me. Taking time out.